welcome to Open Mic here on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Carolyn Franzini and Shoman Oni to talk about the Sister Cities program here in Rowan County. Thank you both so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Now, the Sister Cities International program began as a result of the White House Conference on Citizen Diplomacy way back in 1956, but the chapter, so to speak, here in Morehead isn't quite that old. Let's first talk a little bit about the history of the international program and the purpose that it served.
Well, the whole purpose of Sister Cities International is the big idea: if people know people, no matter how different or alike you are, there's a greater chance for peace. And that's what President Eisenhower wanted when he started the Sister Cities International Program in 1956. Morehead Sister Cities began in 1999 when we made an agreement. The city of Morehead made an agreement with the borough of Ballymena, Northern Ireland. And this occurred because the mayor, Brad Collins, went to a conference where he heard about it and he met some people from Ballymena. He also had Irish heritage, so that was a component of his interest. So we had some government officials come from Ballymena and several people from Morehead went there. It took us a while before we really decided what kind of an exchange we could have. In 2011, we started the youth exchange program, where two people from Morehead visited Ballymena for a week, and then two young people from Ballymena came to Morehead for a week. And that has been very, very successful. 18 students from Morehead have gone to Ballymena over the years.
I feel like the students, and usually the students are high school students, correct?
Right, right. We've had a couple of MSU students, but mostly they've been high school students.
I feel like they are, I mean, a lot of times this is maybe the first time they've ever left the country.
That's right. Some of them have never flown before. And and you think Ireland, oh, they speak English. They're just like us. Well, they're not quite like us. And I think it's been a very positive and growth experience for all the students that have gone there. Some years we have like 10 to 12 students apply from Morehead to go. And it's been a very positive experience, I think, for the students that have come here as well as the students from Morehead that have gone there.
I know that one of my students that I have right now was one of the lucky students chosen to travel a couple years ago, and it was a really wonderful experience for them, and they had a great time, learned a lot of things that they really weren't expecting to learn. First of all, an encounter with someone with a different dialect than them. Yes, they speak English,
yes,
but they sound very, very different than typical Appalachian.
Right. And lots of colloquialisms on both sides that we're not used to. And even though they speak English, sometimes we don't quite catch the meaning. So it's been a very positive experience. And a lot of the students that we have sent over, they think, well, you know, they speak English, they're a European country, you know, it's not going to be that different. And yet they find out there's a lot of differences. But often when you go to another culture, you also learn about your own culture. And you think, well, wow, why do we do this? Or why do we speak as we do? So it's been a great experience. I think every student that we've sent and every student that's come over have really benefited from the experience.
What is something that, Carolyn, you've been involved with this for quite some time. What is something that is usually surprises the people who come over from Ireland, who come to our region? Is there something particular that always surprises them about this region?
Well, I think Morehead being a little town, and I can assure you all of these students had probably never heard of Morehead until they applied for this program. So when they come, they're really not sure what to expect. And I will say very nice things about our group here in Morehead. And we really show them a good time. We take them to Cincinnati Reds ball games. We take them out on a boat on the lake, which in case that's always been interesting to me. Of course, the lake water here in June is just lovely and warm, where the water never gets warm enough in Ireland to swim. So they just love it. They just want to swim and splash around for hours. Food is different, you know, some is different. But yeah, I just think they're just surprised to come to a little place they've never heard of and be shown such great hospitality. And I know that every one of them has really said nice things about Morehead when they went back.
I feel like that's something that the cultures have in common with hospitality between the two. I think that the student that I had who told me about their trip explained that they were just overwhelmed with how welcoming and kind everyone was. Even people that weren't associated with the Sister Cities program, it was kind of like being home because the people behaved in similar fashion.
Yeah. No, it's been a great experience. And you know, I've hosted in my home most of the students that have come over. And, you know, just the other night on election night, one of the students we had a couple of years ago, he texted me, says, well, I hope the best candidate wins and things like that. So, you know, you kind of keep in touch with them. And Facebook is an easy way to keep in touch with them. So that's been great, too.
Now, Morehead made that connection back in 1999 when they started the program here. But then a few years later, Morehead gained another sister city, this one in China. And Xiaomen, this is actually where you're originally from, correct?
That's correct, yes. I'm from Guangxi province, and our sister city, Yangshuo, is in the area where I'm from. So I'm just feel like it's such a small world, and I end up in Morehead and see what we have here. It's the city in the region where I'm from. So it's really an honor that I work with the Sister City Board and help to develop a friendship and help to build up a connection between the two cities.
Now, were you part of creating that connection, or did you kind of come into it later?
I came into it later because they already have the friendship connection before I came here.
Wonderful.
The way we first even knew about Yangshuo was Bonnie Eaglin, who was then the Morehead State University's first lady, wife of the president. She and some other people from the university had gone on a trip. I'm not sure if they were recruiting students. I'm not sure exactly what they were doing, but Bonnie was so impressed with the lovely landscape of Yangshuo, which is lovely. And so she came back to our sister cities meeting and said, oh my goodness, we need to be sister cities with Yangshuo. And so that's how that began.
If you notice, there's a sister city mural has been mounted to the St. Clair Home Health Building at the corner of Hargis and 2nd Street. And the scenery is a very typical and famous part of Yangshuo on the Li River. And it's actually on the 20 yuan currency bill. So this is very famous in China. And it is a gift from the artist in Yangshuo, send it to our Morehead government.
So there's kind of a difference in the way, and we talked a little bit about this before we got started today. It seems like the relationship with the city in Ireland is a little different than the relationship with the city in China, just because it's kind of approached differently, but that's by design.
Well, you know, language is a factor. We have thought about having the same kind of youth exchange program with Yangshuo. We just haven't quite got that off the ground. In 2005, I was one of three women from Morehead who went and worked with teachers in Yangshuo with English language. And, you know, we've had art shows, exchanges. We had a sister schools program where the schools in Round County exchanged items with schools in Yangshuo. We've done a number of things, but we we haven't done the same sort of thing as we do with Ireland, and that's okay. Every pair of cities decides what they do.
And there's one thing I would like to mention that we do in Yangshuo, because, you know, in China, in Yangshuo, in some remote area, we still have some poor kids and poor family that really needed help. Just now, Carolyn mentioned that she, along with other two ladies, went to Yangshuo as the representative of the sister city, helped them with the educational need in the local area. And one of the lady, Betty Cat, found out that there's some poor kids that needed help with the tuition and with their school supplies and stuff like that. After she came back from Yangshuo, she started Blessing Hand, which is a charity that began to help kids in China in the less developed area where the kids really need help. So from 2005, started with a small group of kids, until now, Blessing Hand already helped altogether in the Yangshuo area 442 kids to receive education and other needs. And I recently study a blog, a Chinese blog, and talk about my life here. And then I would like people in China to know more about Mohe, to know more about the local people's life and my experience. One of my article was about a girl in Yangshuo that Blessing Hand helped in 2005. She was the first group of the kids among those group of kids. And Blessing Hand helped her along all the way through higher education, and she was trained to be a teacher. And after she graduated, she went back to Yangshuo, the village where she was born and grew up, and be a teacher there and pass on the blessing to the poor kids in her village. And this is the 30 years she taught in that school. She's 26 years old, I believe. And then she also become the principal of that school, helping 126 kids in that village. So that's the kind of the thing that Blessing Hand want to help the local people there, help them to get educated, help them to get a job, and then they will pass on the blessing to help other people. So that's really a lovely story.
Yeah, and many people, certainly people in Yangshuo, you know, they often don't see that there's a difference between the Blessing Hands program and Sister Cities program, even though there is, and Betty Cutts is involved with our Sister Cities program. So they, I think many people feel that's a Sister Cities aspect of assistance. So it's interesting. But Betty has done a lot of great things for the students in our sister city area.
Mm-hmm. I've had her on the show, and we've talked several times about the program and why it's so important. I want to get back into some sister city stuff, but first we've got to take a quick break here on Open Mic. We'll be right back after this.
Listener support has long been important here at Morehead State Public Radio, but for now, WMKY is asking listeners to support others. We're suspending our fall fundraiser amid the pandemic to focus more on providing you the most up-to-date information. In the meantime, seek out and consider donating to those nonprofit community resources that provide aid throughout the region. You can still catch Morehead State Public Radio live at 90.3 FM or online at WMKY.org.
And we're back here on Open Mic here at Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers. And this week, we're visiting with some ladies with the Sister Cities organization, Carolyn Franzini, who many of our listeners are familiar with, and also Shoman Oni, who both of you are involved with the Sister Cities organization here in Morehead, which is also connected to cities in Ireland and in China. Thank you guys again for being here.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Now, Carolyn, let's start with you. I want to learn a little bit about how you got involved with this organization.
Well, I've always been interested in learning about other cultures, even from the time I was a little girl growing up on a Kansas farm. I lived in Taiwan when I was 21 with farm families for 6 months, so I learned a lot about the Chinese culture there. And of course, then my life got much more complicated with working and moving to Morehead, having children. But I was always interested. I always felt that if people really knew people, there'd be less conflict, less misunderstanding, because we're all very similar. So Dudley Heron was the chairman of our Sister Cities program. This was 15 years ago, at least, when I first got involved. And we had just become a sister city with Ballymena at that point, and we couldn't decide what kind of things to share, what kinds of exchanges to have. We tried several things. We had a folk orchestra come here in 2003 and perform at various schools and other places in Moorhead. You know, we tried several things. And then we, in talking with the officials there, we decided a youth exchange program would be the simplest thing. And so that's worked out very well. It takes a while to figure out what both cities feel comfortable doing in that exchange. And in China, we've done a number of things, like I've mentioned. And, you know, that could change. We could come up with some new ideas. But at this time, I think for our Ballymena exchanges, the youth experiences there have been so positive, and language is not a problem. So that does help. I think we'll probably stick with that. But, you know, we may come up with some new ideas. After COVID, we may be so excited about living life again that who knows what great things will happen.
And Xiaomin, how did you get involved?
Well, I came to Moorhead State University in 2010 as a visiting scholar from Guangxi Normal University. And at that time, I didn't know that Moorhead was the sister city of Yangshuo, where it's a small town from the area where I live. And after I came here, I met the local people like Betty Cut and Karen Francini. They always love to help international visiting scholar students. So through them, I got to know the program of Sister City. And in 2011, the mayor from Yangshuo came to visit Moorhead to sign the professional official, international Sister City.
Agreement.
Okay, thank you, Karen. Agreement. And I was interpreter there and help. And I was so happy to see that moment and, you know, testify that the friendship between two cities. So because I, you know, speak Chinese, so I can help with both communication with the language. So that's the beginning for my involvement with the sister cities. And later on, after I graduated and I got a job in Moorhead State University, teach Chinese as adjunct. You know? So I was very happy to help to develop the program and, you know, I helped the connection and help students to understand more about China and also help the Chinese people when they come from China to visit Moorhead to know more about the local life. And in 2015, I joined a sister city board and involve more and begin to host the program and help to translate. Like in 2017, we have a friendship art show from Yangshuo artists. And that was a very good event. So things like that, I involve activities and I really enjoyed it.
It seems like every time I have someone on the show, one of the things that we discussed is the impact of the pandemic on whatever the show is about. And I know that this year there couldn't be a youth exchange because of COVID. What else is kind of, I guess a lot of things kind of had to stop, but what is the Sister Cities organization working on right now as far as a planning for the future, either during COVID or post-COVID?
Well, we have one plan that the group of mayor from Yangshuo was planned to visit Moorhead this year, sometime like maybe in the fall. Of course, that has been canceled. So we look forward to having them hopefully next year or maybe the year after when everything clear out.
Right. Yeah. And I guess one of the reasons that I had contacted you, Leanne, is I just wanted to be on your program with an effort to let more people in Moorhead know about this opportunity and what is going on in their community. You know, I'm sure as people have entered Morehead, they see the sign, "Welcome to Morehead," and right beneath it are the words "Sister Cities of Yongshuo, China, and Ballymena, Northern Ireland." And, you know, you, as with everything, you just drive by and don't really read it. But I think it's a real compliment to our community, which is not very large, to be able to support two sister cities. I mean, it just shows that the citizens of this community and the citizens of our sister cities, you know, care about international understanding and wanting to understand the world in a more positive way.
You know, I am from China. Actually, after I came to Morehead, it amazed me that a small town like Morehead, with only the population like a little bit more than 7,000 people, you know, have so much international activities involved and have so much connection with the country on the other side of the world. It's always amazed me.
It kind of is a little bit of a melting pot here in Morehead. There's a lot of things that you might not expect to find in a small Eastern Kentucky town, but here we are.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, and it's wonderful.
Yes, and I just wanted to say that the city of Morehead does support our Sister Cities program. When the students come, the mayor often takes them out to eat, and of course, in the city budget is a modest amount to support our activities. So I do want to say thank you to the city of Morehead for their support.
Now, if someone wants to get involved with the program, how do they start doing that?
Well, they can go to our Facebook page, which is Morehead Sister Cities. They could certainly give us a call, and we could tell you when our meetings are. We're just discussing future activities at this point. I mean, not necessarily exchange things, but just things to do in Morehead to raise people's awareness. We had a meeting the other night, and we discussed those kinds of things, and this experience was one of those ideas. But, you know, you could certainly call Jim Masterson, who is at Morehead State University. You could reach out to us on our Facebook page. I'm happy to give my phone number, which is Carolyn Franzini at 606-356-4328. Just let us know you'd be interested in being involved. We welcome anybody who's interested. So
wonderful. And that's all the time, unfortunately, that we have here on Open Mic. Carolyn Franzini and Shoman Oni, thank you both so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having us, Leanne.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for tuning in to Open Mic. Our show is produced by Greg Jenkins, and our theme music is Turtle in the Creek, composed by Galen Green and performed by The Wooks. Produced by Morehead State Public Radio with the generous support of listeners just like you. We'll see you next Friday.